over the years, I've tracked everyone down that touched Kevin, and they've been bullied to change statements. They perverted the course of justice in his inquest.
Tell us why the 3:15 cut-off point is so important, and tell us what you know about what happened to Kevin, having tracked down all those people who tried to help him.
When he left my home at 7, I know exactly what happened to him. So he died in the police lady's arms at 4 o'clock. He didn't relate to the 3:15 cut-off point, but what they did, he was the only little boy that had two inquests on him, which gave us no answers whatsoever. All they did was lie about his injuries, suppress evidence, discredit witnesses. The jury never knew what happened. And I realised then, I thought, Kevin didn't fit. There's too much evidence to say he was alive well after 3:15, that the extremes they went to make him fit. Mm. And I cannot forgive them for that. The inquests are corrupt and full of perverting the course of justice, suppressing of evidence. But what saddens me more than anything is the system's known this. I submitted in 1991, 1996, and every time I submitted, there was new evidence. And the last submission to the Attorney General was 2005, and they knew all this. And they didn't do the jobs properly because by law, they should have given his inquest then.
What do you know then, Anne, about what happened to Kevin and who tried to help him between 3 and 4 o'clock that day?
Well, he was with his friend Andrew. He was still standing by Andrew when the surge came. And then when the big surge came, he was pushed away from Andrew. And they were by the barrier that broke. And then apparently Kevin fell on his knees. And I've got another witness, John Herbert, who was had hold of Kevin's sweatshirt and was holding him up. And the timing here, you know, we're not quite sure. It's just before the barrier broke. And when the barrier broke, he let go of Kevin. Then I've got visual evidence of Kevin being lifted out at 3:28. At 3:31, he was halfway across the pitch. I tracked three of the carriers down. They all said he was alive. He was passed to a police officer. When they got up to the north stand, the police officer left him. An off-duty policeman who was a spectator that day saw Kevin moving. He went down, and he was joined by another Liverpool fan, Johnny Prescott. He found pulses. Kevin had been sick. He cleared his airway. And an ambulance passed, which they said was never there but was, and he wanted to put Kevin in it. And then the police lady came, and Johnny Prescott, the witness, put Kevin on the hoarding. She'd found a pulse, and she'd run into the gym, and they were put injured on one side and dead on the other. And she told the guy on the door, this one's still alive, because she carried a few in. He said, stay with him now, carry out the necessary. Deborah took him in and put him on the injured side. After resuscitation and heart massage, his ribs started moving again. So she picked him up her arms, and that's when Kevin opened his eyes and he stared at her and he murmured the word mum. Then he slumped back at 4 o'clock. And all the forensic people I've been to and talked about his injuries, this could have happened. His injuries wouldn't have killed him that quick. He died through a neck injury, and it was a swelling of the fractures in his neck that closed his airway, just a rubber tube. But that would have taken at least 3/4 of an hour to an hour for the the swelling to have closed his airway.
What does it say on Kevin's death certificate?
He died from traumatic asphyxia and in an accident. Mm. I've never picked it up, but we know by the coroner's certificate.
You haven't collected it? You haven't looked at it?
No, I don't. It's not right.
Right.
Kevin died from asphyxiation, and it's a big difference from traumatic asphyxia. Mm. And I've always said Kevin didn't die in an accident. Neither did 95. Kevin, I used to say lack of care, but now I'm saying yes, corporate manslaughter. They left them kids to die. They were not, cording off all the medical care. You know, how many, as we know, 41 could have been saved. I've always known Kevin could have been saved.
So you want to see the accurate description on the death certificate before you die?
Yes, I've got a little box, and I've got your birth certificate in. it, and all these little bits and bobs that he bought me for Mother's Day and little things he got me. And I always felt that when that death certificate was changed and put there, everything's sort of just right. Mm. And this is what I built, and I won't pick it up. I won't pick it up until it's changed. And the only way I can get it changed is by a new inquest. And the right cause of death, the only way you can do it is through a new inquest. And I've got so much strong forensic evidence. I have 5 reports from the top forensic pathologist that died, which have seen autopsy photographs. I was lied to. All the markings I was told that Kevin had at the inquest, well, that's how we realised something was wrong. Kevin didn't have them on him. And then the forensic men sent the photographs, which I never saw, but no, those markings weren't there. We knew. We were lied to right from day one. And a lot of the families were as well.